When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
3, 2, 1.
Hello and good Sunday morning. I know it's only early March, but the new NFL season is practically upon us. Starting on Monday, we will see a tidal wave of free agent deals. The new league year begins on Wednesday. We know the salary cap has gone up, and there are plenty of players poised to move around. I looked at some big dominoes at the quarterback and running back position a couple weeks ago. Today, I'm going to talk wide receivers, tight ends, and then at the end, just for you, a little bit of Broncos corner. It has been a disastrous few weeks and days for the Broncos, so I will talk about a little bit about that. Wide receiver, it's a very wide receiver rich group in the NFL draft, so a lot of receivers will probably get drafted and change kind of the fortunes of some teams who are wide receiver needy, but it looked like we had a couple of big names poised to hit the market. Now, just a day before the legal tampering period begins tomorrow, the landscape at receiver looks decidedly different. T. Higgins got the franchise tag from the Cincinnati Bengals. That was a mild surprise for me. I didn't know if they would really try to make the financial commitment to keep Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, but they are. Michael Pittman gets a franchise tag from the Colts. They've said all along they wanted him to be back in Indianapolis. This just helps ensure that process. But then also somewhat surprising, Mike Evans signs a new two-year, $52 million deal with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. If you remember, just before the start of last season, Evans seemingly couldn't get a deal done with the Buccaneers. Had a very good season, so obviously, they wanted to bring him back to keep it going. Now the question is, can they bring back Mayfield? What will they do at quarterback? But those top three receivers, those would have been probably the best three receivers on the free agent market, have now gotten homes. So what is that kind of next group? Well, I'm going to highlight a couple guys here. First up is Calvin Ridley. Ridley missed almost two full seasons due to some trouble regarding gambling. Came back last year, 74 receptions for 1,016 yards, 8 touchdowns. He looked pretty good for the Jaguars. Now hits the free agent market. He may not be what he was at one point in time in his rookie contract with the Falcons, but I think he still offers something pretty unique at the receiver position. I'd be interested to see if Jacksonville tries to bring him back. They still have a big need at receiver. If it's not Ridley, they're going to have to go somewhere else. I also, it'd be fascinating to see him play with a guy like Lamar Jackson. He would be a true kind of big deep threat. We've seen they got a good possession receiver in Zay Flowers. They have a great tight end in Mark Andrews, a couple other good young pieces. So some interesting prospects there. The other one that's interesting is Marquise Brown. He was drafted to be potentially a number one in Baltimore, never totally worked out there. Big draft day deal that sent him to the Cardinals, where he was going to be kind of the number one for Kyler Murray. Never really worked out there. Now he is a free agent. I think he's more of a complimentary option. And honestly, I wouldn't mind seeing him in Dallas. I don't think Michael Gallup or Brandon Cooks really cut it as that number two. CeeDee Lamb, by far and away, a great number one. They have a great possession tight end now in Jake Ferguson. They have some questions in the backfield, but I think Marquise Brown would be a much more dynamic number two receiver opposite CeeDee Lamb. I could see him landing in that kind of a role. So those are a couple of the wide receiver candidates that could be interesting. Switching over to tight ends, this is another group where the probably most preeminent names on the free agent list are now locked up. And that starts with Dalton Schultz. I thought he was the biggest name on the free agent list, coming off a pretty good season for the Texans after a few good seasons in Dallas. But the Texans re-signed him to a three-year, $36 million deal. I think that makes sense, giving a good pass-catching weapon at the tight end position to a young quarterback in C.J. Stroud. Next up was Hunter Henry, coming off a great three-year stretch for the Patriots, where he caught 17 touchdowns and was often their best receiver. But you know what? They didn't want to let him go either. He gets a new three-year deal, so both these guys getting three-year deals kind of locked up long-term. Veteran Zach Ertz, a guy that's been floating around the market for a little bit of time since being let go by the Cardinals at the end of last year, gets a one-year deal to return to work with Cliff Kingsbury and the Washington Commanders. So, you know, three pretty good tight end pass catching options now off the board. So what does that leave for free agency? Well, I'm going to highlight one guy, and that is Mike Gesicki. You know, franchise tagged in 2022, but didn't really fit the Mike McDaniel offense in Miami, so didn't have a great season. Was no surprise that they sort of let him go last offseason. He signed a one-year, what seemed like kind of prove-it deal with the Patriots. I expected there was an opportunity for a resurgence. Patriots offense was a bit of a mess. We didn't see a lot from Gesicki last season, so he's kind of on the market again. I wouldn't be surprised if we see another kind of one-year prove-it deal kind of thing, but I still think he can get back to that pass-catching tight end that we saw the first couple of years when he was in Miami, which earned him that franchise tag. In the right situation, could be a dynamic fit. You know, I think he'd be an upgrade over Tyler Conklin and Jeremy Rucker. I wouldn't mind seeing him slide over. I think he'd still be an affordable contract for a Jets team that's getting Aaron Rodgers back, maybe give them another dynamic weapon. It will remain to be seen, but he's probably the most interesting name in that tight end market. Second most for me is Noah Fant. Fant has been snake bit. Poor quarterback play when he was in Denver, just a loaded group of receivers on a run-first team while he was in Seattle. Now a free agent, kind of a low-key, under-the-radar free agent. If I'm being honest, I would love to see him return to Denver. I think he would answer a lot of questions. Greg Dulcich can't seem to stay on the field. Not sure that's ever going to pan out. But we will see how that goes. Speaking of the Broncos, as promised, I wanted to bring you a little bit of Broncos Corner. And let me tell you, it has been a unique and interesting week. Broncos announcing they're releasing Russell Wilson. Not a huge surprise, but they're going to eat an $85 million cap hit that will be spread out over two seasons. How it gets spread out and where the bulk of it comes remains to be seen. They're also releasing Justin Simmons, the Pro Bowl All-Pro safety, who's been there for 8 years. Kind of a big blow. Just yesterday, they traded wide receiver Jerry Jeudy. Another move that was kind of expected, traded him for a fifth and a sixth round pick to the Cleveland Browns. Interesting situation there. Denver re-upped with Tim Patrick, saving some money there. I think they're going to keep Cortland Sutton. They also have Marvin Mims. It's not a bad set, 1, 2, 3 of receivers there, because you would have basically Sutton and Patrick on the outside, Mims more of a slot kind of receiver. For the Browns, it's also kind of interesting. You know, Amari Cooper's still there, probably the number one. I liked what we saw from David Njoku last season. How many fantasy receivers will they be able to support in this offense? Deshaun Watson should be coming back. Nick Chubb coming back off injury. But now you have Jeudy and Elijah Moore as well. I think this really kills a lot of the value for Cedric Tillman. Maybe he's a deep league stash in case there's an injury, but I don't see him kind of cracking that lineup order. They're probably going to have Cooper, Jeudy, and then Elijah Moore in three receiver sets. Moore had a decent year and was kind of a low-end flex worthy. With Jeudy now in the mix, those two may end up eating each other's targets. Cooper, I still think, is a starter, and I still like David Njoku at tight end. I just don't know that the Browns are consistently supporting three fantasy assets in the passing game, especially when they're kind of a run heavy team. You know, I think there could be still good value for Nick Chubb and Jerome Ford behind him. So that'll be an evolving situation unless they're changing their offense a lot. It gives them a dynamic set of weapons, but it may be frustrating from a fantasy perspective. For the Broncos, I've thought about this for a while. First of all, you know, if you followed me for any length of time, you know that I think they need a change in the front office. If it was me, I would gut the front office, especially making a change of general manager. None of the moves of their current general manager have panned out. Drafting has been real hit or miss as well and hasn't made a lot of sense. It's time for a fresh start. As much as it hurts, it's, you know, it's been a decade since Denver was a good team, and maybe even a little longer than that since they were fun to watch. It's, you get to a point where you have to do kind of a complete teardown and rebuild, and I think they're at that point in time. If it's me, I'm gutting as much of the roster as possible so that we can eat as much of the cap hit from Russell Wilson as possible. Maybe you do end up rolling with Jarrett Stidham, or a combination of Stidham and another veteran quarterback like Sam Darnold that's been floated out there, or you make a trade for a reclamation project like a Mac Jones and kind of pump the 2024 season. We have a couple of decent pieces signed, some veterans to low money, 1-year deals, you know, some older veterans, and then really look to try to clear as much debt off the books as possible, maybe get as best a draft pick as possible, and start over really more in 2025. Maybe use the number 12 pick to build foundational pieces. I would build from the inside out, so maybe you're looking at the Lions. It's a way to go, whether it's how Denver will go or whether they'll try to patch together enough things so that they can make a run again this season remains to be seen. But it's been a long time since they were in the playoffs. It's been an even longer time, like I said, since they were fun to watch. You know, at some point in time, everybody has to go through a rebuild. It's not fun. It's definitely painful, but I think it might be that time for the Denver Broncos. Like I said, we will see if they have the courage to follow it all the way through. That'll do it for the NFL portion. I actually will be back next Sunday talking about some of the big free agent deals, just because it's the most fun time of the year. Eric and I are off tonight. A little show called The Oscars is going live tonight at 7 Eastern. So hopefully you can check that out. Eric and I did some picks for awards last week. This next week, we will be looking at the Netflix movie Damsel, which actually opened this week, and a classic rewind film, The Boondock Saints, which is a great one for St. Patrick's Day, so you can look forward to that. I have some reviews up if you want to go to our YouTube channel of other films that open this weekend: Damsel, Kung Fu Panda 4, and Ricky Stenicki on Prime Video, so you can check all of that out. Otherwise, you guys have a wonderful week. Really excited about the legal tampering period, which kicks off tomorrow. The new NFL season is upon us.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.